Welcome, Thibaut, to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
So thanks a lot, Irene. It's a pleasure for me to be with you and to be part of the iLumia.
So let's start with the huge question, which is, Thibaut, who are you?
So I am Thibaut. Yeah, that's a good start already. So Thibaut Lefebvre, I'm French. I'm born in Bordeaux on the 28th of February 1973. So I'm 47 years old now. My academic background is about applied physics. So I studied physics in Bordeaux. And then I did a PhD in the CEA, center of the CEA, very close to Bordeaux. And then I came to CERN as a fellow, so as a postdoc, in January 2001.
So you've been working for 19 years at CERN. What do you like best about your work here?
Well, there's a lot of things that actually I like, you know, at CERN in general. What I would like best, the people, the teamwork, the team spirit, and I think the activities that we are doing, because I'm working as an accelerator physicist here. And of course, what we are doing is very much based on, you know, the interface with others. So I think that these interactions with others is maybe what I like the most. But, you know, this is only what I would like the most. Otherwise, in general, you know, applied physics and designing beam instruments, which is currently what I'm doing since I came to CERN, is clearly another thing that I like a lot.
So although your city, like your original city, is close from here, what do you miss the most from it?
So my city is actually, you know, this is 700 kilometers from here. So yeah, it depends compared.
Yes, well, I was thinking like East Europe. So,
but yeah, yes, no, Bordeaux is really on the seaside. I mean, it's not really on the seaside, but this is the southwest of France. So, you know, my family, my parents are still in Bordeaux. So what I would miss the most is clearly the ocean. You know, I grew up by the ocean. And I, you know, I've been enjoying the pleasure to be on the beach and enjoying the water during all my younger ages. And that would be what I miss the most here, even if I like mountains a lot. But yeah.
So that ocean is related with the next question, because I'm going to dream big and I'm going to imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic. Why not? And now I would like to know...
Talking with you.
I would like to know, what are your dreams? Could be this one, but...
So my dreams, well, I have relatively simple dreams. I think I'm already very, you know, very fortunate. I think I was very lucky. Yeah, I don't have very big dreams. Maybe just doing what I'm doing today, but better.
And maybe looking to the distant future, what would you like to be when you grow up?
You know, the distant future is, you know, is of course... close to where we are today. So I don't know. I think that, again, you know, just doing things better than what I do today. But I may be, you know, fortunate enough that I don't have make any decisions which I, in my life, that I regret a lot. So I think just doing the same, but better, you know, being a better human, a better father, a better scientist.
What comes to your mind when you hear the word beauty?
Beauty. I don't know. my wife, my kids, the sea, the mountains.
And from the, like, what is beauty for a physicist?
For a physicist, well, you know, there are many beauty. You know, physics is, you know, is observing and measuring nature. So I think in general, when you love physics, you actually love nature. I mean, something which I think is actually beautiful is when you design something, you spend time to work on it, to make it work. And when finally it comes to, you know, to something real and it actually does work, then I think, yes, it's close to being beautiful.
One of the Charles Pierre Baudelaire poems, written in his famous work Les Fleurs du Mal, begins with this verse. If you could please read it to us and then tell us, what does this verse suggest to you?
Sure. Donc Les Fleurs du Mal de Baudelaire. Donc la phrase en question, c'est homme libre, c'est juste donc une toute petite partie, tu chériras la mer. Donc homme libre, tu chériras la mer. Bon, il y a que des belles choses dedans. Donc pour moi, être un homme libre, je pense que la liberté, c'est vraiment ce qui définit l'essence de l'homme. Donc c'est évidemment quelque chose qui intrinsèquement est important. I realize now I speak in French because...
No, but I didn't say anything because I really like...
Oh, that's funny. Okay, good. You are studying French. I'm French by essence. So.
No, but it was great.
So I was... No, I'm Lim, so, you know, liberty, I think that there's nothing better than, you know, being free. Freedom is so important. I think this is what really defines us and what is so important to every one of us. And I think freedom through the sea. I think that this is also something that means a lot to me because I, you know, living by the sea, I was, you know, I've been surfing a lot when I was younger. I still does, but you know, a bit less. And I think that, you know, when you are in the sea and you are, you know, you're alone in the sea and riding waves, I think that you kind of appreciate what the sea delivers and appreciate what, you know, riding a wave is. And yeah, you appreciate what a free man is in this case.
So our previous Cerny, Nuria Valverde, she wanted to ask you, if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
A superpower? What would that be? Oh, flying. Yeah. I could fly. Yeah. That would be maybe one of the nice superpower I would be happy to have.
Finally, Thibaut, you have just become the interviewer. So please feel free to ask whatever you want to our next Cerny.
Good question. What is this poem from Baudelaire? I think that's a good one. What freedom means to you? Mm-hmm. So that would be my question.
Yeah, that's a good
what
one.
What is freedom?
So thank you very much, Thibaut. This was the interview. To me, it was really, really short, but I really enjoyed it.
It was my pleasure as well. So really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, Irene.